you know, it seems to be just standard traffic lights that have been used there at these roadworks. As far as I'm aware, you can procure traffic lights now that when there's nobody sitting waiting at one side, that it turns green on the other side to keep the traffic moving. Particularly at night time and stuff like that, you have people sitting for maybe 8-10 minutes when there's no traffic coming the opposite direction. So I think, you know, that's something that should be looked at. I think we also have to look at, when we're putting out contracts, is after hours, whenever we leave in the evening time and at weekends, if traffic lights start to malfunction, is there somebody on hand for to take care of them, for to sort out the problem? Or is it just left for the guards or people to take chances, you know, trying to push their way through when they're on red or when they're out of sync? So I think, you know, it's good to see all the roadworks going on all around the county. We're all delighted to see it. But I think, you know, we need to be on top of the management of the traffic flow at these places of work. And I think there may be a lot of scope there to improve what's happening at the moment. And I think it just needs to be investigated.
This discussion really is going to have to go to full council, because as you've said, you're having problems, particularly in the Kilmacrenan and Bluebanks area. The issues around about the Finn Valley, the Twin Towns, are well documented at this point. So it's really going to be a matter the whole council is going to have to roll behind on.
Oh, I think so. It's an issue for the whole county. And, you know, this goes from minor roadworks right up to major roadworks. Some of these roads may be low enough volume of traffic. Some of them roads are like the national routes or really high volumes of traffic. But I mean, I think, you know, if the proper lights are put in place and the proper processes put there and the personnel's on hand for to deal with any problems that you know, crop up, I think, you know, it can work quite smoothly. But I think at the moment we're having issues in Donegal, and anybody that drives it for a living, delivery van people and all these, and right round Donegal, they'll tell you it's not unusual at the moment for they stop maybe 12 or 14 times in a day at traffic lights. So taking a big chunk of their day out. And, you know, it's quite a cost to the businesses that are employing them and stuff like that. So if we can do anything to move them faster and more efficiently, I think it needs to be done.